Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Utah State Senator Nate Bluen, and we're going to be talking about something coming down the pipeline in 2026, and that's going to be Utah Cares, a new ballot initiative aimed to change healthcare in the state. Senator Bluen, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Sure thing. Happy to chat with folks all across the state.
So I think a good place for us to start with this is it's going to be a ballot initiative coming up in 2026 for Utah Cares, and it makes it the state a single-payer healthcare state. So I think a good place to start would be, how does single-payer healthcare work?
Yeah, so single-payer healthcare is a really good way to kind of make the system more efficient. It's just basically saying that instead of, you know, everyone's employer collecting taxes, going to the government, and funding things through the employer, the government becomes kind of the funder there and creates all those efficiencies that you get from not having to go through each individual employer, which could be thousands of different entities there. And that really should help streamline costs and make things a lot more efficient for folks.
And, you know, there's a lot of talking points you hear when people both for and against it. So as kind of the senator and the member of the legislature who's kind of picked up and championed this bill, what do you find is the biggest benefit of single-payer healthcare?
Yeah, so I think the benefits are that folks aren't going to have to worry about where they get their healthcare. It gives them a lot more flexibility. So when you have your healthcare attached to your job, if something, you know, which so many people do, I don't know what the percentage is, but far and away, that's going to be the biggest place that people get their coverage. Of course, if you lose your job or something along those lines, then you lose your coverage, and that's a huge hit for folks. So it gives you that flexibility to move around, opens up new opportunities for, you know, career advancement or entrepreneurship, where you don't have to worry about seeking out coverage yourself if you want to start a small business or something like that. And, you know, whether you get fired or if you decide to leave a job for a new position, you're not going to have to worry about finding new healthcare coverage for you and your family. So I think that's really the biggest draw, especially, you know, in a state like Utah where people are going to hear all sorts of crazy rumors about things like socialized healthcare. It's not what this is. It's just opening up new opportunities for people to make sure that they have the coverage they need.
Now, on a more personal level, what made you want to get behind this ballot initiative? Because you've kind of picked it up and you've kind of started championing it online and in person. So what made you get behind Utah or this bill?
Yeah, so this was something that I worked on in my legislative capacity to get some of this language written. And then, it seemed like kind of a hard push to get it through the legislature, given the politics. But it's a popular idea generally with the public. You know, people should have health care. I think hopefully that's not too controversial of a statement. We have high spending here. We have not the greatest health outcomes, and so we need to make sure that people have that coverage. And so this is a really good way to bring what should be a popular policy to the public and do it through ballot initiative rather than the legislature. And I think that's a really important angle is, spreading the word and getting people involved in something that's actually going to really benefit folks all across the state and reduce costs. And I think that's why I'm behind it, is because, you know, I've known too many people within my family, myself, you know, that have struggled with healthcare and coverage there, and don't want to see other people fall into that same trap, because, you know, it's a leading cause of bankruptcy, medical debt, and try to work on some other issues at the legislature that haven't moved forward. And so this is a way to, frankly, circumvent the legislature, which I think, based off of the lack of trust you see in some of the polling we're seeing in recent months, people aren't always happy with the things the legislature does. So if we've got to take it to Utahns as a whole, I think that's a good approach.
And that's what really impressed me about this is the grassroots nature of the Utah Cares movement. Like you said, something like this, that has a slim to none chance of making it through the legislature, like you said, just kind of due to the makeup of that body. So this gives it the best chance. As hard as Utah's ballot initiative process is, this definitely gives it its best fighting chance. Now, you mentioned earlier that people are going to probably hear rumors about this and think it's socialized healthcare, but I think there's an important distinction to be made here, that there's a difference between government-run healthcare and single-payer healthcare.
Yeah, so this is not going to have the government take over the University of Utah health system, you know, which obviously is associated with the U already and has that connection to the government. But it is not like government mandated health care. It's not going to take over Intermountain. Those things are still going to exist. They're just going to get their payments from a more centralized body and really allow that to function in a more efficient manner that, you know, reduces administrative costs and allows them to provide better coverage to more people. So, yeah, we're not mandating care for anyone. We're not, you know, mandating anything. It's just saying it's not even overruling the private market. You're still going to be able to go out and purchase private health care or private health insurance if you want to go that route. Hopefully it gets to a place where that's just not even something that people are thinking about because it is a good program that is providing the care that people need or the coverage that people need. But that's not the goal is to override the private market. It is to provide a broad-based service for the widest amount of the population possible. And that is a way of reducing costs by expanding that risk pool and making the coverage kind of more available and cheaper, but keeping outcomes hopefully at the same level or better.
And then we talked about it a little bit before we came on air, but this isn't something necessarily that would be a completely jump into the unknown. This would be serve more as an extension of the current state employee plan when it comes to healthcare.
Right. So PEHP is actually where I get my insurance. This is the Public Employee Health Program, I believe is what that stands for. And it's fantastic. And you get to choose between whether you want to, go through the Intermountain system or the University of Utah system, or, I think there might be some other options as well. And it would just really open that up to the public as a whole so that you don't need to be a public employee to access it. And, from everything I hear from state employees and other folks that get that care, that coverage, it's a good service. And so it would allow them to grow and allow more Utahns to tap into to that program. And I think that's a good thing. And it's important to note just that there is that track record there, that it's not starting something totally from the ground up. It's just kind of expanding that to the general public and not just state employees, because certainly we love our state employees and want to give them the best coverage. But, I feel the same way about the rest of our constituents in Utah. Let's get them the best coverage possible.
And then I think it's important to speak on how this is going to be funded, because that's going to be a major concern for a lot of people. I know down here, people really do not want to see any bump in their property taxes, other taxes like that. So how would this Utah Cares Health be funded?
Okay, so this is where it gets complicated, and I don't want to do a disservice here, but basically you would take those payments that go from private employers and into their health care coverage, and you would just take it and move that essentially over into the PEHP program. So you just create, instead of a whole bunch of different risk pools and a whole bunch of different coverage plans and all that, you streamline everything, use kind of existing revenue streams and put it into one bucket, and that's where the single-payer designation comes from, is we're moving from a whole bunch of different providers to one. And it should lead to cost decreases because of that more efficient nature, where you don't have all these different people operating all these different programs. You have one more streamlined program that can reduce administrative costs and all that sort of thing. So shouldn't lead to cost increases. Should frankly lead to cost decreases for individuals and even for businesses that are going to pay into this. You know, they're going to, instead of paying for their own coverage, pay into the state coverage, and we can do that on a larger scale than they can do it individually and reduce costs that way.
Now, Senator Blewin, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
No, I mean, I think the main point here is just making sure that everyone has the best coverage that we can get them for the best price possible. That's the goal here, so hopefully that's not too controversial.
Well, Senator Bluin, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Utah State Senator Nate Bluin, and we were talking about the Utah Cares ballot initiative, a push for single-payer health care in the state of Utah. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.